Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Listen, we have a guest in the studio going to be appearing at Helium Comedy Club this weekend. Probably seen him on Letterman or Conan O'Brien, Comedy Central Presents. And Casey was flipping out that he was one of the hosts on Short Attention Span Theater.
Yeah.
Please welcome Mark Maron to the show this morning.
How do you pronounce your name?
Is it Maron?
It's Maron.
Okay.
I never understood why it was such a difficult name to pronounce. I got Maron, Moran. Moron was popular.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's one of those Roger Waters, he's touring by himself?
Yeah, and he's doing Dark Side of the Moon as well.
Well, you would think that those two guys could get together for 3 months to make $500 million. Yeah. You think you could overcome your differences.
I know.
In 3 months, we could make $500 million. Why don't we just do that?
They could, but they won't. They won't. Friggin' hate each other.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, do your listeners know you have a room full of kids?
No, we don't, actually. Generally, we have kind of an open-door policy. We let people come in and hang out and watch us do our thing, and these guys had emailed me a while back, and they're eighth graders, and they wanted to come.
I can't believe they're eighth graders. I mean, I'm 43 years old. I felt my first boob in seventh grade. And
sixth grade for me, man.
Sixth grade. Yeah. But I look at these guys. I'm like, really? Could you handle boobs?
That kid with a hat on.
The kid with the hat on. Yeah.
Let's see a show of hands. Who has touched a boob? Anybody in the room?
Dude, they're teachers here. They're not going to do that.
No hands have gone up. So.
But I'll tell you, though. Yeah, I remember I didn't know quite what to do with the boobs, but I touched them. You know what I mean? I put my hands on them like, I'm in. Now what do? Do you just squeeze? Do you turn? What do you do with these? All I know is I touched them and I'm in. I got it.
It was an achievement, right?
Yeah. Oh, I was very proud of myself.
I'm sure you could. Can you remember what blouse was being worn by the...
I got sent home from a class trip because I got caught with Patty Ryan's boobs in my hand.
No!
Somebody ratted me out, and it was a 6-hour field trip. I grew up in New Mexico to White Sands.
Right.
And I just remembered I was in the bathroom of the hotel room, Patty Ryan's boobs in my hand, and the chaperone, Mrs. Hagem, opens the door, and I'm like, huh? And I had to let go. You know, put the boobs down, Mark. Put down the boobs. So I had to disengage from her boobs. Patty was sent to her room. I was sent home. And my grandmother was visiting us at the time. I remember getting off the Greyhound, and my grandmother's like, what happened? I'm like, I got caught with boobs. And they're kind of grateful that it wasn't drugs at that point. Yeah. That was later.
Mark, we have a theory that all guys remember from, either middle school, junior high school, who was the first girl to blossom. Was Patty that girl, or do you remember
Patty
the name?
I think Patty might have blossomed at 7. So, Carol Mitchell, on the other hand.
There you go. Proves the theory.
All right, should we go through the list? For me, Terry DiNatio.
Mary Luty, for me.
All
absolutely.
Carolyn Anthony.
Yep.
I'm not going to say, because she listens.
I
thought he just said a guy's name.
No.
Mike Johnson. No one understood it, but...
I had to write a letter to my parents because I got caught pinching Kathy Powers' ass.
Oh.
I was pinching her ass, and my...
Write a letter?
I had to write a letter, right? And I'm writing the letter, and I'm like, I got caught fooling around in the class, and then my teacher had to proofread it. He goes, you are full of crap. And he actually wrote the letter for me, telling my parents that I was pinching a girl's ass.
That was like the biggest thing in eighth grade, was getting your butt pinched.
Not where we were going.
I don't know what it was. My mother still insists that we had a very forward bunch of girls in seventh and eighth grade. But I just remember back of the bus.
They were
crazy.
Loose.
Yeah.
Back of the bus was the deal.
Yeah, but now it's weird because it's weird. I'm getting older. I know that. I'm 43. It's not old, but it's old enough to resent people for being young.
I know what you mean.
Like, I'm looking
sons
at these kids,
bitches.
I'm like, you got so much ahead of you bastards.
They do.
You realize you're getting old in weird ways. Like, I realized not too long ago that teenage girls don't even acknowledge me as a sexual being. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I want to have sex with teenage girls. I'm just saying, hey, throw me a bone. You know that cute t-shirt. Look at me. Nothing, unless it's to turn to their friends and go, why is that weird guy looking at me? What's he doing at the mall? Quick, get to the food court. The guard's there. Run, you guys. He's calling you. But I'm lying. That's it.
That
I got kids here. I don't want you to misunderstand me. Of course I want to have sex with teenage girls. I mean, doesn't everyone? I mean, that's why there's a law. What, you think they pulled 18 out of a hat?
Oh my God. Now, Mark.
So true.
Have you ever been married? Have you ever?
What, are you kidding me? Have I been married? Well, I was married once, and then I had to stop. And then,
is that how they phrase it?
Well, no, the first wife, like, I'm a Jew, but I'm not a Jewy Jew. But, you know, I married a Jew, and I just found when you're a Jew and you marry a Jew, that means everything you hated about going home is now in your house.
But some people find that works for them. I didn't find it so comforting. So now I married another woman, and that seems to be going bad. She recently brought to my attention that I have an anger problem, you see.
Yeah, okay.
Well, she didn't say it like that. She said, I'm leaving. if you don't deal with your anger problem.
Yeah.
So I said, baby, I don't want to lose you. And I went right out. I bought a book on anger management. And I got to be honest with you, now I have that book. I get to it. Bought me a little time.
Right.
But that's right. That buying the time thing is crucial.
Well, that's the thing. It's a weird thing is that, you know, okay, I have this anger problem. But every time I go on the road, my wife always calls. She's like, I don't feel safe in the house. Why don't we have a gun? Well, I'll tell you why. There's no way I'm getting her a gun, because there's no way I'm not getting shot with that gun, is there? When you have an anger problem, buying my wife a gun is sort of like me saying, you know, I kind of want to kill myself. But I want it to be a surprise. And now we're in couples counseling, which, you know, couples counseling, if you're a man, is basically an ambush that you pay for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you been there?
No, but I have friends who had, and I've heard stories. That's exactly what it is.
Man, maybe we'll work it out. I don't know.
So you found out all sorts of evil things about yourself in couples counseling.
I'm an evil bastard. I didn't need help knowing that. I mean, I don't mean to be evil. It just kind of happened.
Did the sex with teenage girls thing come up or no?
Yeah, well, no.
Don't tell her, you guys.
Is the counselor a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
It's always a woman.
But it's weird because I don't know why. I've never talked about this before, but she's just like old Jewish woman, you know? Yeah. And she treats you like that. Like, I'm sitting there talking about my issues. She's like, what? What is that? What do you mean, really? I'm like, why are you yelling at me?
It's like your grandmother doing it.
It's ridiculous. She's like, what do you really mean? I just said what I mean. No, you didn't. I'm like, all right. What are you, quit yelling.
Now, you don't have any kids, do you? Or
I don't have any kids. I've got four cats, which is sad.
I do too, man.
What's wrong with us? How did I become that guy? How did I become sad cat guy? If this wife leaves me, I might as well shoot myself in the head. What, I'm just going to be sitting there with four cats?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so, because I try to be like an edgy comedian, but it's hard to be like, I got four cats. Yeah, I got Moxie and Boomer and LaFonda and Monkey. Monkey's so cute. And when you got four cats, man, at least you get to play that fun game every morning, which is find the pee smell. You know, where you wake up, you're like, it's right here, I think. Is it right here? Wait a minute, honey, is it over here? Where is it? And then after an hour of that, you smell your shirt and you're like, what the hell? How did they pee on me? I didn't know it. You know what I mean? Then you got to line the cats up and talk to them like they're people. Like, who did it? Who peed on daddy? Who peed, Boomer?
At least with the dog, you could actually tell who did it. If you had a bunch of dogs, the one with the tail between the legs is the culprit.
Knows, right? Mm-hmm. I can't do dogs. I had five dogs growing up, you know, Old English sheepdogs. My entire childhood was spent covered in hair, cleaning up poop. And now, as an adult, there's anything, if there's something that's going to be needy and panting in my house, it'll be me. Do you understand? I require that much attention. Cats don't give a crap about you. You know? No. They'll just keep moving. Yeah, so I got that. I got four cats.
I was you're on your website. Uh-huh. Do you have a MySpace? Are you doing all that stuff?
My God. You know, what is
you
this?
Good with the computers?
The thing is, I got, I'm good with the computers. There's a couple things that's weird about computers. Like, even Republicans at this point, you know, you talk to them, you mention Bush, and you're like, yeah, I don't know what happened. You know what I mean? Which is an exciting thing. They're a little ashamed, and you don't have to press it. But, I mean, even if you're a Republican, you know, the Patriot Act thing, the idea that they can, you know, look at our hard drives, they can tap our phones, it's not only is it unconstitutional, it's wrong. And I can't stand people who defended the policy by saying, you know, if you got nothing to hide, you got nothing to worry about. Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, I got nothing to hide, but I got a few things I'm ashamed of. I tell you, I'd rather be caught with a bomb. I can explain that. You know what I mean? What are we going to do with that bomb? I think I'm blow some stuff up with it. But they were to download some of the stuff on my computer, I'd be hard-pressed for an explanation. You know? I didn't know it was a guy at first, you know?
And then, I have that video.
Yeah, I just kept looking at it. It was weird. I don't know. Am I in trouble? What do you want me to do?
Oh, we want you to blow some stuff up for us. All right, just don't tell my wife about the thing with the thing. And you know, if you're a transsexual or a transgender person out there, I don't mean to objectify you in that way. Yeah, I do. You're freaks. I mean, let's be honest. You were once a man, and then you decided, hey, what I really want to be is a mythological creature. Transsexuals are mythological creatures sent here to confuse straight men. For every tranny website, there's a guy sitting at home weeping, going, I thought I knew me. Look at the eighth graders. I don't know what he's talking about, but everyone's laughing, so I guess we can go ahead and do it. I'm kidding. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, we sure do, yeah.
But I actually am, as far as computers go, I'm fairly advanced. I have a computer just for porn. Uh-huh. That's not progressive necessarily, but it's advanced. And, yeah. Well, it didn't start out that way. Let me explain, kids. The website I use. Look at her. She's like, No, it didn't start out like that. What happened was I bought an Apple computer. I never had an Apple, and they're so pretty and clean and virginal. And,
right.
And I just didn't want to dirty up its head with that filth, you know what I mean? So now I've got this old whore of a PC out in the garage. It's all corrupt and full of viruses and crazy. And, you know, I walk out there. It's like, still want to do me? And I'm like, yeah, I do, actually, more if you say it like that. Daddy's here. Where do you want to go today?
Well, the Windows is your whore computer.
That's right.
Wow.
Come on, man. They can't be trusted.
Never thought of doing it that way.
The MySpace thing's ridiculous. That's just what I needed. Of course I'm on it, but I just don't understand it really because there's so many talentless people out there. They're just like, look at me. I don't do anything. Look, I'm vlogging. I peed today. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, but that's just what I need at this point in my career. I'm 43. I've done a lot of work. I need some place where I can post it so 15-year-olds named Razor Dog with their hats turned sideways can go, you suck, man. Get a day job. That's really what I need at this point in my career is that kind of reassurance Razor and affirmation.
Is Razor Dog your friend?
I don't know who my friends are.
There he is back there.
That's Razor Dog.
He looks like him. The little bastard.
It's not my fault you don't understand me, kid.
But I try to keep up. I got to get a new cell phone because, you know, it's weird. If you don't need a new phone. I don't need a new cell phone. This one's fine. I got my numbers. But as soon as somebody gets one, my wife got another phone. If you get two generations away from the new phone, you might as well be on an island with a walkie-talkie screaming. So now she's got one that texts. This one doesn't text that well. If she texts me, I might as well have a stone tablet and a hammer and chisel, you know. She's like, where are you? I'm like, clink, clink, clink. I clink, 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 am clink calling you. I'm out in front of the house. Don't text me, all right? Call me. Don't be a coward.
Mark, you're from Jersey originally.
I guess you would say that. I mean, my roots are there. I think my heart is New Jersey. I don't remember living there that much. I was born in Jersey City. My family's from the Pompton Lakes area. My grandfather Jack owned a hardware store in Haskell, New Jersey.
Wow.
Nice. Are you handy yourself? Huh? Are you a handyman yourself?
Oh, look at me. What are you kidding? Jew equals handy. So I'm actually one of the more handier Jews because I believe that there's a couple of different kinds of Jew. You know, like either you're the Jew from the sort of Russian peasant stock, a lifting Jew, or you're the sort of, you know, fragile kind of composer Mathy Jew. And I'm not the composer Mathy Jew. I'm
sort of a synthesis?
I'm a hybrid of the composer Mathy Jew and the peasant Jew. So I can work a screwdriver and maybe play a little blues.
I like the
Renaissance Jew.
Mark, I don't know if you go to IMDb.com ever.
I do sometimes.
It always comes up with some interesting things. Did you know this about yourself?
Oh, good.
You always felt that you deserved the spot on SNL. You turned vegetarian and back. You also like Hondas, chocolate, zucchini, and free gum.
Free gum.
Hey, I got
what is that?
There we go. Thank you. I used to host a radio show.
Yeah.
I used to host a radio show on Air America in the mornings, and the kid who worked the board used to give away. Apparently, he drove an ice cream truck. Now, I can't believe I'm explaining this, but you guys are radio guys, you know. So he did this story. He was telling the story about driving the ice cream truck, and he used to give away gum. So you know, the kids would come up to the truck going, "Free gum, free gum, free gum." So we put it on the 360. So it was like this, free gum, free gum.
You just fire away on that? All right.
I can't do this right now.
Save it for later.
But where were we going with that?
I was just asking where you were from earlier.
Well, Jersey, yeah. I used to go back. I love New Jersey, actually. I used to go back there, you know, every year as a kid. I grew up in New Mexico. My parents were of that, you know, first generation of Jews to move as far away from their parents as possible for reasons other than fleeing a country. They just had to get away because they were annoying.
Yeah.
So we ended up in the desert.
New Mexico seemed like a good bed, right?
Yeah. There was four other Jews there. It was good. We all met and tried to read the book. You know what I'm saying?
Did you go to a lot of Native Americans in New Mexico, right?
Yeah, there are. There are Indians that live out there, and, you know, you kind of go to their places, and you buy their jewelry, and you say hello, and then, you know, it's not like they're
Are they all glowing? Obviously because of the atomic bomb. Did you ever visit the atomic bomb test sites? I know a guy whose dream was to go visit the atomic bomb test sites.
Yeah, you can do. That's where I got sent home for touching Patty Ryan. Okay.
We were headed to White Sands, man.
I never got to ground zero because I had the boobs in my hands. I never got to where they blew the missiles up. I eventually went back.
You won. Yeah, you won. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was a different kind of missile. You know, it just depends what your priorities are. You know what I'm saying?
My God.
Bang!
Oh,
Jesus. Did you get that, guys? It was a thinly veiled penis reference there. I buried it in the atomic language. Nothing from the eighth graders?
I was explaining to them, but
they're learning.
Well, you're in town tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, I assume, doing a couple shows each night? Or?
I'll do two shows Friday and Saturday. What is it, 8 and 10:30? And tonight at 8 o'clock. Last night was a powerful show for a very powerful group of 20. So, and I want you people to know something about me. I can draw 20 people anywhere in this country.
Nice.
So if you want to change that up. Well, actually, yeah, I kind of like it. You know what I mean? If I do another HBO special, I want it to be just that many people. And I want it to be called Mark Maron, not sold out. Still tickets
seats available.
Yeah, right. Got the one guy talking to himself wearing fatigues. You know what I mean? How's everything going, sir? Please don't shoot me. We good?
Well, Mark, we are going to send throngs your way.
That'd be great, man.
You can go to heliumcomedy.com for information on how to get tickets. You are a scream, man.
Thanks,
I'm telling you. So go see this guy live. You're going to love it. And Helium is a great club.
Great club.
And really, really great people come out of that place. Mark, great to see you. Thanks for being here. Mark Maron, ladies and gentlemen. HeliumComedy.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a second. Stay right where you are.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.